Bruchim habayim to another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Vayakel. Hope everyone had a beautiful Purim and Shabbos Kodesh and Eretz Yisrael, Purim and Shulash. Something that's very rare, very unique. In fact, I believe that the next one is actually in 20 years. So certainly a very special and unique occurrence. And I hope all of our tefillos be'ezus Hashem were answered. We should talk with Bizaycha. As we approach the month of Nisan, it was in the month of Nisan, we were redeemed, and Be'ezus Hashem in the month of Nisan, Asidim Lehigal, that we once again will be redeemed. And for those who are away for Purim, Bruchim Habayim, and welcome back. The Shira said, Lezecher Nishmas, Ula Ile Nishmas. Rebecca Vasarina and Leon Ben Rachel, Be'ezus Hashem, we're very grateful that it's a sponsorship in their memory. So please keep in mind Rebecca Basrina and Leon Ben Rachel. May their neshama tahiris have a lichtige, lichtige gan eden. There is a pshat that we've mentioned in the past. I'm going to mention it now again. It's a Rashi in this week's parsha. It is a very, very special pshat. In fact, it's one that in any relationship, certainly between Bein Ish L'Ishtay, a husband and a wife, between spouses, but really in any relationship, it is like 101, the basics. However, I want to add to it a number of pieces that I think we could put together to hopefully add some additional flavor to that pshat. The Rashi I'm referring to is regarding the kiyor, the wash basin, the copper wash basin. If you take a look in the parsha, the pasuk tells us, Perek Lamed Ches, pasuk Aleph. Again, Lamed Ches Aleph, the pasuk says, I apologize, Lamed Ches Ches. Regarding the kiyor from which the Kayanim washed their hands, Vayath et hakiyor nechoshes. This copper wash basin, what was it made of? Where did the material come from? The pasuk says it came bimarois. It came from those mirrors, the special mirrors. And surely you know the mirrors we're referring to. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, it's a very, very lengthy Rashi. I hope you have your chumash open. I see most people in the Heichal do. Whether or not those who are listening and those who will hear it when it's sent out are also with their chumash open, I certainly hope so as well. Very kedai to look at this Rashi once again, Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, that it was made from the copper of the mirrors. Rashi tells us, B'nais Yisrael hayu b'yodan marais. The B'nais Yisrael had in their possession copper mirrors. So you understand that the copper mirrors were then taken and fashioned into the kiyor, the copper wash basin from which the Kayanim were required to wash their hands and feet before entering the Mishkan. And Rashi goes on to tell us about these mirrors. They would look into these mirrors and use it to beautify themselves. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rashi tells us, rejected the mirrors. Omar lo yakadosh baruch hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kabel ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. They are the dearest to me of all. These mirrors are extremely, min hakol, the dearest to me, and therefore they're going to be used to make the copper of the wash basin. What made the copper mirrors, pray tell, so chaviv by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Sha'al Yedayin, of course we know what Rashi tells us as a result, the women ended up that there was going to be, and there were future generations in Klal Yisrael as a result of the mirrors. How so? Rashi tells us that because of the extreme difficult labor that was imposed upon them by the Mitzrayim, they were exhausted when they came home. And the women would take the mirrors, v'naitlois hamarois, they would take the mirrors. This next line I'd like you to hear, because we're going to use this next line in a way we have not used in the past. If you're looking inside, please look at it. V'chol achas raya atzma imbala b'mara. Each one would view herself with her husband in the mirror. Very interesting comment from Rashi. In other words, I would think that the point would be that the women use it to beautify themselves. What's Rashi being madgish and adding? That they viewed themselves with their husband in the mirror, but Be'ezus Hashem, that'll be for the second half of the shir. And then they would entice the husband with words, Ani no mimcha, I am more handsome than you. And that would cause there to be relations, a continuity of Klal Yisroel would ultimately be the result. In other words, as a result of the relations, there would be future generations, the woman would give birth, and there would be a continuity for Klal Yisroel. So because these mirrors were so extremely precious, these copper mirrors, in fact, as we said already twice, Ribbono Shel Olam said, they're dearest to me, they are to be used as the copper wash basin that the Kohanim used to wash their hands and their feet. The pshat that we've spoke out multiple times is a pshat that we'll begin with. And then with your reshus, I'd like to add multiple levels and multiple flavors to this pshat that Rashi brings down. I assume that the people that I'm looking at in the Heichal, although I can't see those that are listening now or those who will hear it when it's sent out, but I can see your facial expression, here in the Heichal, surely you must be bothered by something in Rashi. It's something we've spoken out countless times. If I would give you the opportunity to speak, I would imagine that everybody in the Heichal would get the answer. This was to bring Shalom and Ava ben Ish le'Ishtoi, to bring them closer together. There was a continuity of Klal Yisrael as a result of the husbands and wives being together, futuring their marriage, giving birth to her future generations. And what was it that she said to entice him when they looked in the mirror? Ani no mimcha, I'm more handsome than you? How would you say that those are endearing words? Presumably, and others say that the husband will respond, Ani no mimcha, no. I am better and more handsome than you. Those are endearing words. Imagine right after Sheva Brochas, all of a sudden he says to her, I'm better than you. She says, no, I'm better than you. And each one, I'm better than you, I'm more handsome than you. How is that bringing about Ava and Reus? How is that bringing about Shalom? How is that going to bring about a continuity of Klal Yisrael? Her telling her husband, Ani no mimcha, I'm better and more handsome than you? And as we said, presumably him responding in kind, no, ani no mimeich, I am more handsome and more beautiful than you. That's endearing? And of course we said so powerfully that the words of Rashi could be understood differently. When she said to her husband, ani no mimcha, she was not saying, I'm more beautiful and more handsome than you. She was saying, and the comma should be put after the second word, Ani Noe, my beauty, Mimcha, comes from you. It is you who brings out my beauty. It is you who makes me who I am. It is you who brings about the Shlemus, as we've said very often, that when one Jew greets the other, Shalom Aleichem. It's not just a greeting. Shalom is from the word Shlemus. What does the word Shlemus mean? Whole and perfection. When I turn to you, my dear Yingalo, when I turn to you and I say, Shalom Aleichem, I'm saying, my Shalemus, my being better and more complete, Aleichem, I need you to bring it out in me. And the other responds, Aleichem HaShalom, I need you for my Shalemus. It's the recognition that we need each other to become better. We need each other to bring out the qualities and the greatness within. In fact, just for literally a moment, we've said multiple times so beautifully that when you take a look at the beginning of the creation of the world, Chazal tell us that each day had a soulmate, if you will, Sunday to Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, and Shabbos to the Jew. That's the simple way of understanding Chazal. I believe it is the Vilna Gaon who brings down that the match is different. It's Sunday to Wednesday, Monday to Thursday, Tuesday and Friday, and Shabbos to the Jew. How do you explain Yom Rishon with Yom Revi'i, Yom Sheni with Yom Chamishi, and Yom Shlishi with Yom Shishi? Why is that a Zug? What was it that was created on the first day? On the first day was Or and Choshech, light and dark. On the fourth day, Yom Revi'i, what was created? The sun, the moon, and the stars. That means that which was created on day one was brought out. The beauty was brought out. Mikoyach el apoyel. That which is the intended use was brought out on Yom Revi'i Wednesday. In other words, that's what makes a zug. That's what makes a match. That's what makes a pair. What was created on Yom Rishon Sunday was brought mikoyach el apoyel into fruition and actuality on Wednesday, the sun, the moon, and the stars, utilizing the Or and Choshech from day one. Similarly, you find on day two, Yom Sheni. What was created on Yom Sheni? The heaven, as well as the waters. If a person takes a look on Yom Chamishi, what was created on Yom Chamishi? The birds, the fish. In other words, the birds and the fish bring out Mikoyach El Apoyel into actuality, the purpose of that which created on Yom Sheni. The Shemayim, the sky, and the waters, that's for the fish and that's for the birds. Similarly, you have the same idea with Yom Shlishi and Yom Shishi. On Yom Shlishi, there was the vegetation. On Yom Shishi, there were the animals to enjoy that vegetation. So once again, you see that Sunday is the Zug of Wednesday, Monday to Thursday, Tuesday to Friday, because the point of a match, of a Zug, of a pair, is to bring out the beauty, bring out the quality, bring out the milos, bring that mikoyach el apoyel into actuality, which is what Wednesday does for Sunday and Thursday does for Monday and Friday does for Tuesday, and that's really our relationship with Shabbos Kodesh. We bring out the beauty in Shabbos, and Shabbos brings out the beauty in the Yid. But you clearly see from the way that we matched up, and I believe it's from the Vilna Gaon Zechus Yagan Aleinu, that the idea of a zivug, of a pair, of a match, is to bring out the beauty. And that's the way we're reading Rashi. She didn't turn to her husband and say, Ani noa mimcha, I'm better and more handsome than you. Ani noa, my beauty and my qualities, mimcha, comes from you. You, shalom aleichem. You bring out the qualities. You bring out the milas. You bring out the beauty and the greatness and the attributes within me. And to that he turns to her and says, no, ani no mimeich, ani no, whatever beauty and qualities I have, mimeich comes from you. I've told Chosin and Kala many times under the chuppah, I give you full rishus to fight. Fight every day of your life, provided it's this fight. Let it be this fight every day of your life, where each of you turn to the other and say, I am who I am because of you. You bring out the qualities. You bring out the beauty and that which is handsome. That type of fight where each one says, my shleimus is dependent on you. I need you to help me achieve my tachlis. That type of fight you could have, where she turns to him and says, ani no'e, the beauty that I have, mimcha, is from you, it's because of you, and for that I'm eternally grateful. And he says to her, no, we have to argue about that, because I feel ani na'e mimeich, that when I have the qualities and the beauty, you bring it out in me. That type of fight, Taka, brings about shalom and reyus. And the Ribbono shel Olam, when seeing that each one felt their shleimus was from the other, the qualities was brought out by the other, the Ribbono shel Olam said, that mirror, that copper mirror, I want that to be used in my Pesach. I want that to be used in the Mishkan, because that, where each one realizes they can't accomplish or achieve without the other, and they need the other to bring out their shleimus, they need the other to bring out their beauty, they need the other to bring out their qualities and their milas, when each one argues that that's what we need each other for, that copper mirror, I want for the Kayanim and the Mishkan to wash their hands and their feet. And as the Ribbono Shel Olam Taka says, Eilu Chavivin Alai Min HaKol, it's the most precious from all. It could be, according to the pshat we just said, that what makes it so incredibly precious is this idea that it's one yid's realization that the other, it's not only that I need you for my shleimus, but you help me achieve my shleimus. You help me bring out the greatness and the qualities of my tachlis and tafkin and my Torah. You help me achieve. That's a pshat that we just expounded on now. But I'd like to now introduce a few other pshatim. And remember that line in Rashi that I questioned? Why is Rashi telling me that when she viewed herself, Atzma and Bala Bimara, they both looked in the mirror? Why? Normally, if a person is beautifying themselves, they do that on their own. They don't deliberately do that with somebody else looking at them at the same time in the mirror. We mentioned that question already twice. In about 5-6 minutes, I want to give the answer. But now let's start mentioning some other pshatim on this Rashi. And the truth is that I think they all tie together. The Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef brings down another explanation why mirrors, not per se the shtelling on the copper mirrors, but mirrors, why were they used to make this sink? Now, what did we mention that the kir was used for? It was the basin that the Kohanim used. They were required to wash their hands and their feet before entering the Mishkan, and they used it to cleanse themselves. Why specifically, what's the significance of a mirror? The Toldos Yaakov Yosef says something that I think is so powerful, and I think it also ties into the Seder and many other things as well. The idea of the Kohanim washing themselves before entering the Mishkan, he says, is symbolic of and represents a person's need to cleanse themselves to whatever degree possible of whatever negative qualities or whatever midas ra'is they have before they enter the Mikdash to serve Hashem. In other words, if a person wants to properly, through Kedusha, connect to the Borei Olam and connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, first a person has to try to eliminate the character flaws. First eliminate some of the chesroinos. First eliminate some of the negativity and the negative qualities before taking that next step. Is that not the first two steps of the night of the Seder? The night of the Seder, we have Kadesh Orchatz, which could very well be explained according to this pshat of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. You could explain it. Kadesh, if you want to achieve levels of Kedusha, the first thing you need to do is Orchatz. Wash yourself. Cleanse yourself. Self-introspection. Try to rid yourself of some of the bad qualities and some of the things that maybe take you over, whether it's anger or arrogance or being too vain, whatever it might be. Is that not an explanation so beautiful, the first two steps of the Seder Chazal? But this is what Svarim bring down, Kadesh, that if you want to achieve the first step, levels of Kedusha, the first thing you have to do is Orchatz, cleanse yourself, wash yourself, and then you'll be able to achieve those levels of Kedusha. The Kohanim are washing their hands and feet is symbolic of cleansing themselves before achieving that closeness to Hashem. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef so beautifully, what did they cleanse themselves with? They cleanse themselves with the wash basin that was made from the mirror. And he says so beautifully, very often we don't realize or acknowledge our own faults. We are sometimes unaware of the things that we have within us that need to be corrected, whether willingly or unwillingly. So he says so beautifully, the kiyar was specifically made from a mirror, because the idea of a mirror, you know, like the expression you tell somebody, hey, look into the mirror. You tell somebody who's not being too realistic, who's not acknowledging some of their faults, what do we say to them? Look into the mirror. What do you see? So he says so beautifully, the way to cleanse yourself, which is the way to get to levels of Kedusha, cleanse yourself begins by looking into the mirror. Looking into the mirror means that you scrutinize yourself honestly. you scrutinize yourself with objectivity to really see what are your flaws and what are your shortcomings. And so he explains so beautifully, now that we said if a person wants to achieve a level of Kedusha, the first thing you have to do is Orchat, wash themselves, cleanse themselves, i.e. rid themselves of some of their bad qualities. How does one do that? They wash themselves using a kiyar made out of mirrors. Why specifically mirrors? Because mirrors represents the idea, look into the mirror. Look into the mirror. What do you see? And sometimes with that honesty and that objectivity, you'll be able to look in the mirror and see, is there anything wrong? I don't only mean with my appearance, but is there something spiritually? By looking into my spiritual mirror, it's an honest introspection. It's an honest self-assessment to see how I have to go ahead and improve. That's the pshat. He says, I think it's a fabulous, fabulous explanation. We really said it in two steps, that in order to achieve the Kedusha, first has to be Orchat. And what better way to achieve Orchat than by spiritually looking into the mirror? Hence, we just said that the kiyar was made from the mirror. Why the mirror represents this idea. Look into the mirror. What needs correcting? Be accurate. Be honest with yourself. Come on. Come on. Be real. What are things that I need to improve? That's the expression of looking into the mirror. By looking into the mirror, you could properly cleanse yourself. When you properly cleanse yourself, now you're ready for the Kiddush and for that close relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a beautiful, beautiful process that we just mentioned. He adds from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, another Nakuda, and I think for those of you listening and following, this will tie into the question we asked twice but didn't yet answer. The Baal Shem Tov, so far what did we just establish? To quickly recap in one sentence, three levels. You want to achieve Kedusha, you want to be able to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam to properly serve him. What must you do? Urchat, cleanse yourself, wash yourself, rid yourself of the negative qualities. And how does one do that? With a wash basin made out of a mirror, which represents looking into the mirror and seeing what it is that you need to be fixed. And then when you fix it, you can then proceed to that level of Kedusha. The Baal Shem Tov says so beautifully, sometimes that mirror that you need to look into, or the mirror that most accurately reflects who you are, is by seeing yourself mirrored in the action of others. Because you know how often it is that when you see somebody else doing something wrong and you're so quick to follow, I can't believe! You know, Rabbi Isai, when you look in that mirror and you see your actions up against the mirror of the other person's actions, really it's a mirror and it's showing you that you very well, you might be reluctant to acknowledge it's your own fault, but very often when you see the faults or the dislikes that you have in other people, it's a reflection of your own fault. We know that very often to be true. In fact, the Pasuk tells us so beautifully, if a person, when you have a chance at home, take a look in Parshas Tazria, Yud Gimel Mem Hei. Tazria Yud Gimel Mem Hei. The Pasuk tells us once again, Pasuk Mem Hei, V'Tomei Tomei Yikra. He calls out the word Tomei, contaminated, contaminated. I hope you'll look it up later on your own. Tazria Yud Gimel Mem Hei. This is talking about, of course, the tzaras, the leprosy as a result of the Lashon Hara. V'Tomei Tomei Yikra. He must call out the word Tomei Tomei, unclean, twice. The Shelah HaKadosh, of course, it's a well-known shot, has such a spectacular way to read these three words, V'tamei tamei yikra, which I already told you twice, literally means he shall call out the word tamei twice. The Shelah HaKadosh says a different explanation. We know there's a very well-known quote, Kol HaPaisel B'mumai Paisel, a very well-known quote. I'll say those four words again. Kol ha-paisel b'mumay paisel, which means when you condemn someone of something and you accuse that person, you're usually accusing that person of the vices and the things that you yourself are guilty of. In other words, I'll read it into the words, kol ha-paisel b'mumay paisel. when a person condemns someone, kol apaisel, and brings out a psul or something that they're not doing well, b'mumay paisel, they'll accuse the person always of that which they themselves are guilty of. That's a well-known comment. With that comment, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's how you could read, al pi drush homiletically, the words of a tamei tamei yikra. Even though I told you literally what it means that the person calls out the word tamei twice, you could always also read it in this fashion. V'tamei! It will be the unclean person, the person who's tamei, tamei yikra, who'll call the other person tamei. You're tamei. You're no good. You're unclean. But really, it's just a reflection of his own mirror. It's because he's tamei. How often, as we've said, I don't know, by now it must be that we've said this joke hundreds of times, or not hundreds, certainly countless times. The fellow's driving down the highway, he's going the wrong way, and his wife is able to contact him, and she tells him, be careful, I hear on the radio there's a meshugana that's on the highway the wrong way. And he, the husband going the wrong way, says, one meshugana? There are hundreds of them. V'tamei. Tomei Yikra. Everybody else is crazy. Everybody else is at fault. Everybody else has that flaw. You know what? Quite often it's a mirror of our own action and reaction. V'tomei, says the Shulchan Aruch. Do you hear this pshat? It's an unbelievable pshat. V'tomei. It is the person who they themselves are tomei. Tomei Yikra. That will call his neighbor tomei. Who will point out flaws in the other. That person's no good. The person himself, they're coming. They have the flaw. They're the one who has whatever it might be. They're so quick to see it in someone else. But really, if they would look honestly at the mirror, which mirror, says the Baal Shem Tov? The mirror of seeing someone else's actions up against their own, the mirror of someone else's actions up against their own will show you very often that that which you find in the other is really what you yourself need to work on. Kol ha-paisel b'mumay paisel. V'tamei, the one who has those faults, tamei yikra. We'll say everybody else is mishug, everybody else is crazy, but in actuality, the person's just seeing their own uncleanliness and impurity and have to work on their own. So the Baal Shem Tov says so beautifully, adding, really, that not only to achieve Kedusha do you need the Urchas, the cleansing first, and not only did we explain from the Tolus Yaakov Yosef that it comes from the mirror, seeing your own reflection, honestly, objectively, really scrutinizing yourself, a self-assessment, what do I need to work on? But additionally, says the Baal Shem Tov, very often you can learn from someone else, because it's seeing that other person's actions that you realize that really I'm the one who needs to improve in that particular area. And so for the final part of the shir, I'd like to take this that we just said from the Baal Shem Tov and tie it into the earlier pshat that we explained, that the idea of a pair, a zivug, husband, wife, really any relationship, is to bring out the shleima. Shalom aleichem. No, aleichem ha-shalom. Ani na'am imcha. No, ani na'am imech. And perhaps taking the Baal Shem Tov and tying it back to that pshat, we'll come up with the following explanation. Until now we explained that the idea of the husband and wife, the idea of the zivug, any pair, any relationship, two friends, I need you for my shleimus. I need you, you'll bring out the beauty within me. You make me a better person. That was the pshat we explained. Perhaps with the idea of the Baal Shem Tov, that when I see someone else's action, it's really a mirror of my action. Maybe in that relationship, as is Hashem, a healthy relationship, very often that spouse, a person's not perfect. A person needs to work, that's a lifetime of work, to work on their midos. Very often it's with the help and the encouragement of the spouse, either because they gently prod the person along and help them, or because in working and dealing with that partner, that friend, that spouse, they realize it's not them. I have to work on something. Maybe that's the explanation in Rashi. Remember, we asked already a few times, and I think it's a wonderful chiddush. If it's indeed it's chiddush and it's emes chazdei Hashem that we thought of it, I think it's such a wonderful pshat, because this Rashi I've done countless times, and I was always wondering, at least tonight, what does Rashi mean? They would take the mirror, and I always assume that the next line of Rashi is, the woman beautified herself in the mirror, and after beautifying herself in the mirror, she then enticed her husband with the words, etc. And there was a continuity of Klal Yisrael. Isn't that the way we've always learned Rashi? But Rashi adds the line. Rashi says they would take the mirror, v'chol achas roya atma im bala. Each one would view herself with her husband in the mirror. And I asked a question, when you want to beautify yourself in the mirror, you don't need to beautify yourself with somebody else in the mirror. So what does Rashi mean? That in order to beautify themselves, she beautified herself together with him in the mirror. What do you mean together with him in the mirror? But according to the explanation of the Baal Shem Tov and the way we're bringing out what spouses and friends and relationships must do for each other, it's that we bring out the shleimus in each other. We're a mirror of each other. I look at you, and I really see things that maybe it's I who need to improve. I look at you, and perhaps in the proper and gentle way, you'll prod me along and make me into a better person, not only in bringing out my milos, but in removing my chesroinus. That's really what friends and a spouse and relationships do for each other. So taking that concept that we said from the Baal Shem Tov, that it was a mirror where we saw each other's, and their action, reaction was really a mirror image of mine, that also works in the positive, that will help me become a better person. I'll know what I have to work on. I will utilize the relationship to become a better person. Maybe that's why Rashi says that when she would beautify herself in the mirror, she did it in Bala Bamare, together with her husband in the mirror. That means, literally, but certainly also means symbolically, that they both utilize the concept of mirror. They both utilize the concept of mirror the way it should be in a relationship. That when I look at you and I might be overly critical, whoa, stop. Maybe that's something that I need to work on. Or when you and I are mirror images of each other, and maybe you see a fault in me, so not only do you help me, ani na mimcha, ani na mimeich, with helping me bring out my milas, but additionally by helping me remove my chesroinus. So maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. Not only did she look in the mirror in a physical sense with her husband, but symbolically the couple, the spouse, the relationship, the friends must always look together in the mirror to bring out the milos and to help each other remove chesroinus. When the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that in a relationship, he says, now that's the copper mirror that I want to be used as a cleansing device to bring about Kedusha in my Mishkan. May we be zoiche as we read Parshas Vayakel, Moirai v'Raboisai, to live by the ideals of the copper mirror. We cleanse ourselves before we jump forward in beautiful Kedusha, a mirror image of ourselves and a mirror image of those that we are with, to bring out the milos of each other and to realize I have to work on my chesroinus to improve and to become better. And each one doing that, it brings about Be'ezus Hashem extraordinary Ava, Shalom and Reus, and a continuity to Klal Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, it's those mirrors that I want to make the wash basin to be used in my Mishkan. May we be zoicha to properly utilize symbolically the concept of mirrors. Let us be zoicha once again to the Kiyar, to the Kanai, to see Koyhanim b'avoidosom and the Leviim b'shirum u'bezimram Yisraelim b'mamodom, and to be able to continue in Kedusha serving the Ribbono Shel Olam.